Yeah.
Yep.
I'm very excited.
I'm very excited. This was really, really fun. I'm also really glad we didn't do this before I went to Dubai.
No.
Because
now we can do it now.
Now
we can do it now.
Live.
Yeah, exactly. Live, here, with you, on that movie show.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is the closest thing to an intro we've ever done.
It's getting there. We're getting there.
We're going to work it out.
We're getting there. Of course, we are recording this on Mother's Day, so in the immortal words of Biff Tannen, say hi to your mom for me. There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say hi to your mom
That's my yearly...
Save it for the Back to the Future movie show.
That's my yearly gag, man. Every year
I find... That's your yearly gag?
It's my yearly gag. Every
that's
year.
That's the one.
That's the one. Find a new picture of Biff Tannen.
And then say hi to your mom for me.
Yep.
All right.
Mike's annual gag.
There you go. Sweepers.
Are you ready?
You heard it.
So come back next year.
To gag.
Because it's going to be the same. Yeah, exactly.
What?
Bill just got real dark with this one.
Yeah. He was pulling in from the conversation we were having before.
Yeah. It got real dark off air.
Yeah. Yes.
But it was all building up to this because, yes, we are here on that movie show for Deadpool. Deadpool 2 comes out next week, this week.
Yeah, so if you're listening this, it's going to be out on Friday.
Today is the 13th. It's coming out, I believe, the 17th, 18th, 18th something like
yes.
that. There you go. If you are in the... Basically, go online because AMC is doing something next Thursday that's really cool. AMC Theaters.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing a double feature.
Cool.
Starting at 4 p.m. In a number of theaters nationwide. You can go and they got like little giveaways, little trinkets and shit like that that they'll give you at the double feature.
Mini, double feature picture show?
Exactly. Plus, you get to be one of the first ones to see Deadpool 2, which is kind of a bigger bonus.
Yeah, bigger bonus. Something you're more into.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's jump into it. Liam Stryker, Mike Went, Bill Neville. We're here to talk Deadpool on that movie show.
Bill and I watched
fourth intro of the show.
Yeah, Bill and I watched this the other day, so I am super excited.
I cannot wait.
So I do want to preface this by saying I am so glad that this movie was actually able to be made the way it was intended to be made. Ryan Reynolds had been trying to get this movie made for years.
Yep.
He had been really trying to make it happen, trying to make it work. He was cast as...
He thought he was going to come close for a minute.
Yeah. And he...
In the actual X-Men series.
Correct, because he was a part of the Wolverine Origins movie. That was the first time we ever saw Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
And they made him famously Baraka-pool.
I'm going to go out and say a hot take on this one. I didn't hate the movie.
I didn't hate the movie either.
Okay.
I thought that the representation of Deadpool was terrible.
Sure.
I also think that the studio gave up after the movie leaked without the visual effects.
Oh, I didn't know that happened.
So prior to X-Men Origins Wolverine being released, the copy got released with not all of the visual effects finished.
So basically the gag they did in the Deadpool 2 trailer?
Kind of, yeah.
With the green arm?
Yes, kind of that. So they...
That'd be a nice little inside joke there.
That would be really funny if that's actually...
If that's why he did it?
I didn't put that two and two together. But yeah, so the movie ends up getting released and there are several things... In the released version where it seems like they were like, you know what?
For example?
So Wolverine, when he, after he gets his adamantium claws, he's in a bathroom and he basically takes out a sink by accident.
Okay.
It's before the helicopter bit.
Okay.
And that wasn't in the, that was not rendered and put into the accidentally leaked copy. And so it felt like they didn't really try in the finished copy. So it was just like weird little things like that.
There's a, okay. I'm thinking pull up some videos of that too. But I love the fact that this, as you said, a movie like this just exists.
Yeah. You know, this was, they took a big risk on this. I think that, you know, Deadpool is a very, very cult favorite Marvel comic character.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a fan of the actual comic books.
Now, okay. That's what I was going to get to because you guys are a fan of comic books, right?
I am.
Okay. You are. So the Deadpool in Wolverine Origins, was that ever a thing?
No.
So he never even looked like that at all?
No. So this is a lot closer to Deadpool as we know him, right? He gets brought in, and he ends up actually getting injected with Wolverine's healing factor.
Okay.
And so the healing factor doesn't work all the way, so the reason why he's so grotesque looking is because he doesn't heal 100%. He basically just scars.
Okay.
And so he's really just jacked up because he keeps getting jacked up.
Okay.
and he doesn't heal all the way.
Oh.
Another fun fact, and I was talking to Jay about this yesterday because it's relevant because Thanos is in another very, very popular comic book movie out right now.
Okay.
So Thanos is in love with the character of Death, right? In the Marvel comic book universe. He is in love with her, and she loves Deadpool.
Death is a woman. Okay.
Right? So, like, if Death is just a character, this is the person that shows up.
Huh.
So, Thanos, being so mad about it, curses Deadpool to be immortal so that he can never be with Death.
Okay.
And so Deadpool, in the comic books, is immortal.
Interesting.
And that's a fun fact.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
That is a fun fact. Okay. There we go. So that's
Thanos, also played by Josh Brolin, who's going to be in Deadpool 2. Comes out Friday.
Josh Brolin is just cleaning up at the movies. We talked about that off air, too. Yeah. That guy's making so much money this year. Okay, so let's jump into Deadpool. It was released, let me see here. It was released February 12th in the United States, February 12th, 2016, directed by Tim Miller. Had a budget of $58 million and brought back $783.1 million. I believe it's the biggest opening R-rated movie ever.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah, I think it was held by Hangover before that, which I'm happy that this one actually took over. I like Hangover, but this is a much better R-rated
this
movie
is a
to have.
Better
that
movie.
Spot. Of course, starring Ryan Reynolds, TJ Miller, Gina Carano, and here's a fun fact. Colossus.
Yes.
The mold of Colossus' face. Do you know who that is?
No, I do not.
That's Rob Gronkowski.
Really?
Yep. If you listen to the commentary track on the DVD, they actually wanted him to play it, and he couldn't because of scheduling shit.
Okay.
But the Colossus face is molded after Rob Gronkowski because he was their original choice.
Do you know how...
Imagine that.
...bad I want to see that now?
A Rob Gronkowski Colossus.
Oh, God, I at least want to see a screen test.
Right?
Like, I just want to see a little screen test.
And would you have Rob try to do a Russian accent?
Oh, God, no.
That would be the greatest thing ever.
Oh, God, again, I just want a screen test. I just want a screen test.
Rob is such our local big idiot, and yeah. I would love that so, so much.
That's insanity.
So where do we start with Wade Wilson? I mean, the movie jumps around quite a bit in times and space.
So
the opening credits are very, if you're a Screen Junkies fan, honest trailer-ish.
Yeah, right. Well, it's all directed by some douchebag,
yep.
Written by some asshole.
Written by, I believe, the writers were the true heroes.
Yeah, right.
Starring an overpaid asshole, something
like
that.
Something
like that.
So it's just a bunch of nonsense talking about how how shitty everybody is.
Produced by an unsupportive studio.
Yeah, right. It sets the tone for the movie.
It does.
Right away. There's a lot of fourth wall breaking, and this kind of kicks that off and kind of gets you set for that expectation. We are introduced to Deadpool in a cab, which is so funny. He's taking a cab
just
to wherever
cab.
He's going,
yep.
And he ends up crawling up front so that he can sit with the taxi driver.
In the most awkward of ways possible.
Yeah, of course.
Because, yeah, as you do.
Yeah, of course, as you do.
There you go.
And so we are then introduced to Dopinder.
Yep.
And he's talking about... They share a little bit of the backstory, and we find out probably one of the funniest running bits.
Dopinder, played by Karan Sawhney.
Yes. One of the funniest running bits in the entire thing, mm-hmm. where Deadpool just gives him a bunch of nonsensical advice of how to steal his lady love's
Geeta.
Heart.
Geeta.
But and his and,
not the Daffodil Daydream
and dope Geeta. And dope hinders romantic rival his cousin his
oh what's his cousin's name is like Samir or something
it's like
that
Unta
something like that
it's like oh god it's so funny because it throws throughout the entire thing he ends up kidnapping him
let's put it this way Dopinder is basically our Ned.
Yeah.
From Spider-Man Homecoming, I think we all love Ned.
Yeah, right.
And this is our Ned.
Yeah.
He's you know, Ned's the guy in the chair. This is the guy in the cab.
Yeah, right.
He steals the show.
He does. He does. He's great. It's my favorite part in the trailer for the sequel, where it's, DP, you are living the life.
Living the life.
Devil May Care attitude. It's just like, it's just so funny. I absolutely, absolutely love it. So basically, we flash forward and we find out that Wade Wilson is basically like a mercenary.
Yeah, he was he's an ex military killer type of dude.
Yeah, black ops kind of guy.
And now he just kind of, you know, fucks up bad people for some rich people's money.
Yeah, right. That's exact. He ends up getting a pizza boy who's stalking a girl in a very, very weird scene, because this guy orders this pizza, yep, and the pizza boy's like, well, somebody ordered the pizza. I don't know what's happening. Wade Wilson comes out of the bathroom and then asks the guy, like, he was like, I'm going to kill you, or I'm going to kill the cat.
I'm going to shoot your fucking cat.
And he goes, what cat? I don't own a cat. He goes, then whose box did I just shit in?
Shit in, yeah.
And it's like, I don't even know what that could be.
This is Ryan Reynolds at his quippiness. And yeah, he is a fucking quippy guy in every movie.
Yes.
And this is just quip after quip after quip after. I mean, this scene alone probably has 15 quotable lines in it. You know, take it easy on the bedazzler. Their jeans, not a chandelier.
Yeah, right.
Okay. You know, you'll find, I have some soft spots, but you'll find I have a lot of hard spots too. Did I say that wrong?
Did that come out wrong?
Or did it?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and gives him a kiss.
Yeah.
Oh, just the whole deal. And I don't want to make it just a quotable show, but yeah, just every part of it, you know. And he's, he gets to the pizza guy, you know, he takes a bunch of Polaroids, goes to the skate park with the teenage girls. He's like, yeah, this is Jeremy. He says he's sorry. You won't see him anymore.
Yeah.
Again.
Can you fuck up my stepdad for me?
Yep. Can you fuck up my stepdad? And then we find him at, what was the place called? Sister Mary's School for the Wandering?
Yeah, something
like
it's
that.
It's basically an homage to the
Professor
Xavier,
X School. Yeah.
The Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters.
Yeah.
And
which is the diviest of dive bars in whatever city we're in.
They have a Deadpool because everybody there is in this line of work, so it's who's going to die.
Oh, I wish I had the list because the names on there were awesome.
Yeah.
The actual names written on the board were just so many references in this. And that's where we meet TJ Miller's character.
Right, who's just the bartender.
Yeah.
And that's also where we meet Vanessa, the love of his life.
Mm.
And they end up having a very odd interaction because she's a prostitute.
Oh, yeah.
And he basically takes her to go skee-balling.
Balls and holes.
And he just throws, like, straight up throws balls
into the top
of the holes, which is the funniest thing I thought of. I was just like, what are we, like, doing here?
Yep.
I couldn't believe it. So
we are getting Voltron rings.
They get Voltron rings, and then they end up starting a relationship.
Yeah.
We then find out that Deadpool has cancer everywhere. Poor guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's poor guy.
I will never be able to listen to Calendar Girl again.
Yeah. Yeah, no, because they have sex.
They fuck right through the calendar year.
Right through the calendar year. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I believe Lent was my favorite.
Yeah.
They're just sitting on the couch having coffee, and he goes, happy Lent.
Yeah, right.
Fuck, this movie is so brilliant.
Happy International Women's Day.
Yep.
Oh, no.
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 Okay, now that brings something up. Deadpool's sexuality in the comics is something I've heard is very, like, ambiguous,
loose,
if you will.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so school me on that.
I mean, it's just, it kind of is what it is. He's very androgynous when it comes to sexuality. He doesn't, it's, like I said, he loves death, but he's also, I can't think of a particular overtly gay moment in him.
You cannot?
I cannot.
Okay.
But yeah, he's a very weird person. He's got multiple voices going on in his head. Okay.
Because that was a scene where, because I remember, you know, you see a lot of stuff on the internet. It's like,
right,
you know, I had heard a bunch of, you know, the ambiguous sexuality and stuff like that. And when I saw that scene, I'm like, huh, I wonder if comic people are going to have a problem with him not enjoying the dildo up the ass.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so he's cool with not having one up there. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
That's fine.
That's it for exit only type of hole.
Yeah. Right.
That's where I poop from.
That's, yeah. So when he finds out he has cancer, he ends up deciding to go to this secret underground facility that...
Well, he's visited at the bar.
Right, by the creepiest looking anti-Coulson motherfucker.
Yep. Who's also all I know him from is Galaxy Quest.
That's all I could think of. Which,
like, that's the dude in Galaxy
that's
Quest.
That's the guy from Galaxy Quest. Is he gonna find Tim Allen?
It's fantastic.
Is he gonna find Tim Allen in this?
God, I hope so. I hope they both pop their shirts off.
Oh, maybe. You never know. And so after some, like, thinking and soul searching.
Pansexual. That was the word I was looking for. According to Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool is definitely pansexual.
Yes.
So Google that word, kids. I don't know.
Yeah. I believe that means that you're into who you're into, and it doesn't matter the sexuality.
Groovy.
Yes. So the... Yeah. Yeah. So he ends up deciding to go, and that's where we meet Ajax.
Watch. Yes.
That's where we meet Ajax, whose real name is Francis.
Yes, it is.
Also, by the way, if you haven't caught on, we're going chronologically.
We're trying to.
Yeah, we're going chronologically.
We're trying to.
Even the movie doesn't go chronologically.
Right, I know. Right. I know. I'm just kind of, I feel like that's kind of where we're hitting is just chronologically because it makes the most sense.
Yeah.
So.
And Gina Carano playing, is it Angel?
Angel, that's her name.
Lovely woman.
And yeah, the less angry Rosie O'Donnell.
Again, this is a movie that needs the DVD because they just roll on him.
Yes.
And especially the scene with him and TJ Miller, which a lot of people saw in, like, trailer and promo stuff where they just start spitting back and forth.
Yeah.
The bloopers are amazing because it's just the two of them riffing ridiculously.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, the ones you saw are funny, and there's so many more.
Yeah, of course.
Where it's not just angry Rosie O'Donnell. It's blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I definitely suggest picking that up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
There's also a shot at the Green Lantern in here.
Yes, there is.
Would please do right by me and don't make the suit green or CGI.
Animated. Yeah,
or CGI.
Yep.
And then that's where we also find out, because they're just going to 24/7 torture these people.
That's how apparently they're, it's almost like a bootleg X-Men type of thing where they're trying to get their mutations to come out, but their facility probably isn't as sophisticated. So they're doing it by basically, they're going to kill him.
Right.
It's almost like the Hulk type scenario.
Right.
Where it's like, you're going to kill him until the other guy comes through.
Right.
In this case, it's until your mutant side comes through and saves your life.
Right. Basically, we're going to force it.
You're either going to die or you're going to evolve.
Right. And so, yeah, fortunately, after some nonsense, we find out his name is Francis.
Yep. Laundry tags, man.
Laundry tags. But then we end up finding out that, he ends up having mutant abilities.
He does.
Which is the healing. He basically ends up having the healing factor.
Mm-hmm.
In the comics, this is where he gets the name Deadpool.
Okay.
Because they would have a pool as to who was going to die from the experiments next.
Oh.
And so it was the Deadpool.
Gotcha.
And so he became, that's how he becomes Deadpool.
That's how he became Deadpool.
Yeah.
In the movie, it's a little different.
In the movie, it's just
Captain Deadpool.
And then they just go from there.
It sounds like a fucking franchise, man.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And so after we find out that he escapes via a very interesting way. I'm pretty sure he's just trying to kill himself, right?
Kind of.
He's
trying to kill Ajax as well when the whole lab blows up.
Right, but he's just trying to... I think he's just trying to kill himself.
No, not really.
Yeah.
I mean, he fights with Ajax, and Ajax kind of stabs him with a pipe, and he's just he's left there to die.
Yeah, but that's after the fact, because he headbutts the Angel, gets the match.
Sure.
And then after he gets the match, he lights it to blow up the oxygen thingy.
No, because he already knows he can't die, because he mutated, and then because Ajax is a dick, he's going to put him back in.
Oh, that's right.
And
yes.
That's when he's like, fuck that.
Yeah. That's right.
Strike a match.
That's right. He already mutated at that point.
Yeah, so Ajax was just being a dick about it.
Yes.
Francis. Lighten up, Francis.
Yeah, Francis, you dick. And so, yeah, then they end up fighting. He ends up thinking that he kills Wade because also Francis reveals the ultimate plot that he's not making superheroes, they're making super slaves.
Right.
They're going to fit him with an obedience collar, basically, and then...
Yeah, they're going to make him a weapon.
They're going to make him a weapon and point him at people and whoever's going to
buy
him.
Or a weapon X?
Ooh.
See, I know one or two things.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, great. You nailed it.
Yay, references.
So that, now that he has escaped, he thinks about going back to Vanessa, but doesn't make it.
Yep, he's really ashamed of how he looks.
Yeah, which is weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Still got abs, bro.
Yeah, he's still got the abs. Well, it's also like, you know, talk to her and then be like, hey, everything's fucked up now.
Yeah, this movie could have ended real quick.
Yeah, but I don't have cancer anymore.
Well, there is that.
You know?
I don't have the L cancer.
I don't have the L cancer anymore. So, all right, well, there it is. And so he decides to go on the warpath because he is told by Ajax,
Montez,
that he can cure him.
Yep.
So he's trying to hunt him down to find him.
Yep.
And that is a hilarious montage. We find his blind roommate because the first suit he chooses is white.
Yeah, he's basically wearing sweats.
Yeah, he's basically wearing a sweatsuit.
So he's at the laundromat trying to scrub blood out. And what the hell was her name?
Her name is...
And she basically tells him, I can't find it at the moment, but she basically tells him, you know, what was it, soda water and lemon for blood.
Yeah.
Or just fucking wear red, dumbass.
Yeah, right.
Well done.
Well done. Well, yeah. Well done.
Well done.
And so, yeah, so we end up getting on the red suit.
Mm-hmm.
We get a couple of variations.
Al, of course.
Yeah, Al, that's
blind
right.
Blind Al.
Blind Al. Played by Leslie Uggams.
Uggams, yeah.
Uggams. Oh, wow. I saw the picture on her IMDb, and I was like, that's not how she looks. And then I was like, oh, it's clearly from the
back
70s.
In the 1940s, Leslie Uggams was quite a looker.
Yeah.
That she swung a dish and smoked some Lucky Strike cigarettes. They're good for your throat.
She was in Roots.
Oh, well, great.
So
fun. I was having fun for a minute.
Yeah, we all were. So... finally he catches up with Fake Coulson, who's going to have him give him the actual location of Ajax. And I was very sad.
Jed Reese is his name.
Jed Reese.
Mm-hmm.
Very fun.
Plays character Recruiter.
Recruiter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He finds him and he tells the camera and pushes the camera away.
Brilliant fourth wall breaks,
yeah.
I will say, and they didn't overdo it, I don't feel.
No, they definitely, it was very...
Because it's a tactic that, you know, obviously a lot of the audience was expecting and wanting, but it's also something that could get overdone real fucking quick.
Right, because if you read a Deadpool comic book, he's having conversations with himself in virtually every panel.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, it could have been overdone with him talking to the audience, you know, and... It just wasn't that.
It wasn't done. It was very well done.
I also want to know what he did to him.
Who did what? Oh, God. Well, that's the thing. It's cutting off Mr. Blonde's ear.
Yeah.
The visual in your head is a lot worse than what any movie could
do. Oh, yeah. The chainsaw in Scarface.
Yep.
You know, yeah. The psycho shower scene,
yeah.
You know.
People, yeah. And that's a great example because that's one that everybody has always thought they saw a stabbing, but there was never any piercing of skin in that whole scene.
Yeah, you've never
They also
never
thought they saw nudity. There was not nudity in that whole scene.
Yeah, right.
You know, people imagined a lot worse and it was, you know,
yeah,
just 400 cuts.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just a montage of cuts.
Montage. Montage.
So finally we get back to the beginning of the movie.
Yep.
Where he meets up with Dopinder and they end up going to
Maximum effort
in an awesome fight sequence. Because that's the thing that's underrated about this is it's funny, but the action sequences are awesome.
And this was actually, this was the scene that got the Comic-Con leak.
Right.
And this was kind of, it was one of those things, and it wasn't even like they were filming the movie. It was literally just CGI test footage
right.
that I think, I want to say Ryan Reynolds paid for?
Yes,
to
Ryan
do?
Reynolds paid, well, they don't...
Like, it was almost like his pitch.
Yeah, it was basically what ended up happening with this scene is they made it because the studio was like, no, we're not going to do this movie.
Right.
There's not an audience for it. We don't want it.
Right.
And so then they made this, and then they quote-unquote leaked it. And nobody knows who it was. Nobody knows who leaked it. Yeah, but it was Ryan Reynolds.
It was right at, Comic-Con.
Yeah, it was Ryan Reynolds, and that's who leaked it. And everybody lost their banana. Mm-hmm. And it was this fight sequence. It was this.
It was this whole car fight scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when we get to, he finally finds Francis.
He finally finds him. But while all this is going on at the X-Men Manor. At the X-Men Manor, mm-hmm. Colossus grabs Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Outstanding.
And they have to go stop Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
And so finally they show up, and watching Deadpool try to fight Colossus was hilarious.
That's fantastic.
He punches him, breaks his hand, tries to punch him in the dick, breaks his other hand.
Everyone fears the T-Rex.
Yeah, right. He's flopping around like a marionette. Tries to kick him.
That line a minute. He reaches back and grabs his dick. He goes, "Oh, your poor wife."
Yeah, right. Right. He ends up kicking him, breaking his foot. I think he hops up and goes, "Did you ever hear the one-legged man in the ass-kicking contest?"
Just not giving up.
Yeah.
All the while, Ajax is escaping.
Ajax has escaped.
Yeah.
Yeah, straight up just escapes, and he's mad about it.
That's where you get that famous gif that everybody sees on Twitter where you go, whole deal, the Home Alone.
Yeah, the Home Alone.
The Home Alone. For those of you listening as opposed to watching.
Yes. So they arrest him, basically, or something. They put a handcuff on him.
Yeah, they're taking him back to the manor to try to, you know, introduce him to the professor, McAvoy or Stewart.
Which is, that's a great line, too. He's just like, you have to meet the professor, McAvoy or Stewart. These timelines are so confusing.
Yep.
Which is amazing,
mm-hmm.
Just how self-aware it is.
Yep.
He ends up sawing off his own hand.
He does.
And it leads to so many funny little bits where he's talking about masturbating as his hand grows back.
Oh, that's the money shot there, baby.
Oh, God. It's going to feel so huge in this little hand.
Oh, and he gets back to the apartment with Al, and Jesus, something so small that makes me just giggle like a little girl is when he opens up the door and she's bent over and he just thrusts at her ass like, ugh! Yeah. Oh, it smells like lady pants in here.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah, right. Just so batshit crazy.
It really, it's one of those movies, like there's so much happening at every fucking moment.
The pacing of this movie is just so great.
Again, we talked about this last week when we were talking about doing this one. I love how tight the movie is.
Yeah.
Because one thing that superhero movies can do is take up a fuckload of time.
Right.
I mean, I love the new Avengers, but it's 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Right.
It's a commitment.
And that's another movie where the pacing is on point.
If you
want to hear our thoughts about Avengers Infinity War, that should be up in all of the places that
it's in the archives, baby.
So go and check that out.
But yeah, this is 108 minutes, and it was a tight 108 minutes that just moved.
Right, because he comes back and everything just has a cause and effect, and it moves and it mm-hmm. moves and it moves, because Ajax finds out that Wade Wilson's alive. So he goes and finds Vanessa, kidnaps her because he wants to kill Wade. And so now Wade finds out.
Sure.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. The strip club meeting with the Stan Lee cameo.
Yeah. The Stan Lee DJ cameo, which is weird. But
coming up on the stage, Chastity. Better known as Irony. Yeah, thank you, TJ Miller.
Thank you. So then basically Vanessa gets kidnapped, and Deadpool now has to find a little bit of a super team of his own.
Very little.
Very little. And he ends up going back to, goes to the X-Men mansion.
Picks up those two. He goes back to Al's with TJ Miller and gets a bunch of guns.
Yeah, but before he leaves the X-Men mansion, he goes, "Wow, this place is so big. This place is so big, and I only keep running into you two. It's like the studio didn't want to pay for any more X-Men."
Yeah.
And one thing that he also says to Colossus in the beginning, he goes, "Why would I want to go back to that mansion that keeps blowing up every couple of years?"
That, tell Beast to quit shitting in my lawn. I mean, the shitting on the X-Men is hilarious in this.
Yes. It's great.
But yeah, so we go back. Another great moment with Al and TJ Miller in the apartment where they load up everything, get all the guns, find out where she is, and TJ Miller's like, "All right, I'd like to go with you, but I really don't." He leaves, and he just looks at Blind Al. He's like, "Let me get fucked up."
Yeah, right.
It's such a weird environment.
Well, and then the funny thing, too, is on his way out the door, he goes, I just wanted to let you know, there's 32 grams, there's 32 kilos of cocaine next to the cure for blindness. Good luck.
Good luck. Oh, fuck, it's so cruel but awesome. So, yeah, we're back with Dopinder, and now he has Colossus and Negasonic Teenage Warhead. I got that out. Yeah. In the cab with him. And, yes, yep. This is where we find the payoff to the first cab ride.
Yeah, and so Dopinder has kidnapped his romantic rival, and Colossus is appalled by what's happening, and Deadpool is doing the classic, like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're doing that. I love everything you're doing.
Yeah, it's the Kevin Nealon SNL bit.
Yeah.
Subtle, whatever the fuck that is. Subliminal messages.
Yes, subliminal messages.
Subliminal messages.
And he's like, you should kill him and dump the body. No one will know.
I want you to let him out safely. Cut his throat.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny.
And I love how they find out because it's traffic.
Yeah.
And he jams on the brakes and you just hear a thud and a scream.
Yeah.
What was that?
What was that?
I just took your advice and I kidnapped my romantic rival. He's in the trunk.
Yeah.
I Colossus sitting there sipping on a shake.
Yeah, right.
What is happening? They stop at Wendy's?
Yeah, it's just so casual.
How slow are they taking it to get to this fight?
Yeah, it's on.
We've made two stops and now we stopped at a fucking Wendy's to get a shake.
Right. I also want to assume that when they finally get to this thing, it's a downed helicarrier from S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, which is interesting because I didn't think they were allowed to use stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's because...
I heard Bob was also kind of a questionable character.
Bob is a questionable character.
That they weren't supposed to use.
Because one of Deadpool's, like, friends is Hydra Bob.
Yep.
And so it's a very, very shitty member of Hydra named Bob.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch The Venture Brothers? Well, there's a show called The Venture Brothers, and it was on Adult Swim, and
I know of it.
Their arch nemesis, the Mothman,
mm-hmm.
one of his henchmen, they were just like really bad at being henchmen.
Okay.
They're loosely based off of Hydra Bob.
Okay.
And so he's just kind of shitty, but yeah.
But again, because, I mean, Hydra, S.H.I.E.L.D., these are all Marvel properties,
right,
that Fox isn't allowed to use. They're kind of tiptoeing on that water there.
Yeah, well, and that's what a lot of people are saying with, I forget the guy's name, but the guy that's at the end of the Deadpool 2 trailer.
Pete?
Pete will be Hydra Bob. Like like if they won't obviously call him Hydra Bob, but he's going to basically be Hydra Bob.
From Jacksonville.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the great TGI Fridays.
Yeah. With the TGI Fridays.
And his wife with the casserole.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible for the waistline, though.
Yeah. Look, I'm really sorry.
So we finally get to the fight, and that's where we are introduced to this DMX song.
Yeah.
As you do.
Yeah. The fight is awesome because you have the superhero landing.
Superhero landing.
Oh, my God, superhero landing. It's going to be great.
Gina Carano and her superhero landing.
Yep, she comes down. He's like, this is why I brought him.
Yep.
And Colossus goes to fight Angel. And Angel.
Angel Dust, actually.
Angel Dust.
That's her full name. Yeah, well done.
Good job. And she just backhands Colossus.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes flying.
Bitch slaps him into about two cabs.
Yeah, and so then he looks and he goes, and that's why I brought her? And it's just like, oh, I'm sorry, Sinead. Can I?
Tap, 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 tap. Yeah. Finish your tweet. Go ahead. Hashtag it out. Cool.
Yeah.
Go get her, Tiger.
Yeah. Tosses her phone to Deadpool and then just takes out Angel.
Yep.
Big, huge fight ensues. It's really fun. This is the second time that he forgot the bag of guns.
Lovely plot device to get out of having to spend the budget on guns.
Yeah, right.
Because that was the reason.
Right.
They cut down on the guns. Because obviously, if you've seen the trailer for Deadpool 2, they got a much bigger fucking budget.
Yeah,
because right. There's a shitload of guns in this one.
Yeah, right. And so, yeah, they don't have that many guns. It's just him. It's
lots of swords and punching.
Yeah, a lot of swords, a lot of punching. It's very well done. Well choreographed, very well done. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, he finally makes his way to Ajax. And they fight on top of the helicarrier,
mm-hmm.
and yeah,
and they've put his girlfriend Vanessa into one of those
oxygen things
that turned him into a mutant. Okay, so here's the thing.
Yep. Yes.
And maybe they'll explore this in the sequel. So I don't want to go too far. But is she also a mutant?
No.
Okay, because that was one of the things I saw, that she also has superpowers or has some kind of a thing and later becomes somebody in the comics.
Oh, maybe. I do not know.
Fair enough. Fair fucks.
Maybe. I do
I'll
not
I'll find
know.
Out later then.
We'll find out later this week.
In Deadpool 2.
In Deadpool 2. Yeah, because I know that the chamber doesn't give you powers and shit.
No, I knew that. But yeah. But I just wasn't sure if she had something also, if like she had some superpowers that we didn't know about.
Yeah, I don't think so. But maybe. You never know.
Maybe it's just that ass.
Who? Yeah, well, maybe. But
that's her superpower.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be because this movie wasn't this movie didn't want to embrace the X-Men. Or, sorry, they weren't allowed to embrace the X-Men.
No.
Because I don't think that Fox knew what they had.
No.
So they were like, look, we can make this movie, but it's going to kind of be like the Venom movie.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's like, this thing's just going to exist within this universe, but it's not really closely tied to anything.
Here's exactly how much money we're going to give you.
Yeah.
Go make this movie that we don't really understand.
Yeah.
And then come back to us.
It's like my dad's thoughts on this whole podcasting thing.
It was the happiest accident ever that this thing made almost $800 million.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
And now they're like, oh, geniuses. Well done. Bully, right. Bully. Rah, rah.
Yeah, now we'll introduce all of the X-Men. And they'll all be funny.
Reboot.
Yeah, right. Right. Because, yeah, like it's like I said, I don't think that they really wanted to embrace the rest of the, or they weren't allowed to embrace a lot of the X-Men stuff. Because it's funny, because it's like, you laugh at the, like, yeah, the studio didn't want to pay for any more X-Men.
But they really didn't.
But they really didn't.
Right.
But now, it's like, there are so many X-Men in this movie.
Mm.
Like,
now, okay, like, X-Men and X-Force, what's the difference?
So, the best way to describe it is that X-Force is the X-Men's hit squad.
So
when they need to, when the X-Men need to go kill somebody, they send X-Force.
So kind of like the not so bad Suicide Squad?
Yes. Gotcha. Yeah. They're a part of the X-Men,
so they're,
but
they're technically good guys.
They're good guys, but it's like, "Hey, we got to go like do something bad. So we're not going to send the X-Men. We're going to send these people to go murder somebody."
I don't know. I saw Logan. He killed a lot of people.
Yeah, Logan's also in X-Force.
Oh, okay.
Logan's also...
Fair enough.
Logan is the actual leader of X-Force.
So we're playing with the timeline again.
Yeah, we're playing with timeline and continuity and all sorts of nonsense. All
right.
Yeah, so it's... Yeah, like think like political assassinations.
Gotcha.
That's kind of X-Force's deal. And so, I'm going to be very interested to see what they do, because are you familiar with the character of Cable at all?
No more than the trailer.
Okay. Well, Cable is my favorite X-Men, and I was so
Cable's an X-Men.
Cable is an X-Men.
All right.
There is a...
See, they made him look like a bad guy.
Yeah. The dynamic between Cable and Deadpool is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Is absolutely amazing, and I can't wait for it.
All right.
Because imagine it's buddy cop, but it's like Chris Tucker from Rush Hour and Clint Eastwood from Dirty Harry.
All right.
That's the buddy cop comedy.
I can deal with that.
That's kind of what...
That's Cable Deadpool.
That's Cable Deadpool.
I can deal
with that. That's their relationship. Also, Cable hates Deadpool, but Deadpool thinks that Cable is his best friend.
I love that dynamic.
Yeah, so...
That's perfect.
Yeah, right.
I can dig it.
Right. And then...
And, of course, Brolin.
And then Josh Brolin is really...
I mean, Brolin.
Yeah, Brolin. Really good at what he does.
It's the year of the Brolin.
It is the year of the Brolin. But the interesting thing is that... And I'm not going to spoil it because you don't know.
No.
You don't know, and this is...
I'm sure a lot of people listening or watching don't know either.
Right, and this is going to be a major plot point, I would assume, for the character.
Okay.
So I'm not going to spoil it, but... There's a major relationship to several X-Men characters,
mm-hmm,
through Cable. Cable is tied very closely to several X-Men characters.
All right.
And that's a huge part of who he is. And so, yeah, you have to acknowledge that, I would assume, in this movie.
You would hope?
I would hope.
Think?
I would assume, because... There is a, like, again, like, if you know anything about the character of Cable, you got to address a lot of these elephants in the room. Gotcha. A major plot point is to why he's after this kid. I don't know who this kid is, and I don't know who this kid's supposed to represent, but I would assume, based on my knowledge of the comic book character,
mm-hmm,
there is a specific reason for it.
You would assume.
And if the reason is the same as to why he would be back,
mm-hmm.
or would be into this story,
sure.
then yeah, we gotta address
chop that up.
We gotta address several elephants in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be very interesting to see. But all of those elephants in the room, again, are closely tied to several other X-Men characters.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Interesting.
So go see Deadpool 2.
Go see Deadpool 2. And I guess, did we wrap up and say, yeah, he saved the day. He saved the girl.
Yeah, he saves the girl.
He killed Ajax, and just because I had it set up.
Yeah.
Wham!
Also, the former theme song to Late Night Liam.
Wham!
Yeah, wham.
Wham!
Yeah, because, he saves her. Thank you.
Wham! Yeah.
But yeah, they do a great job. They end up doing the reveal of him to her taking off his mask, and it's Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, from the People magazine.
From People magazine. Yep. So it's Hugh Jackman, and then she learns she doesn't reject him. She doesn't reject him.
No, because she's got super penis.
Yeah, because they end up loving each other, and love is real.
Yep.
Love is real, and everything is happy dory, hunky dory at the end.
I couldn't, because this came out around Valentine's Day 2016. Couldn't have loved the advertising better.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, so on YouTube, you see these, like, you know, you take like Toy Story and they turn it into a horror movie.
Right.
They actually did that type of marketing.
They did.
They made commercials on television that were geared towards women and making you feel this is a romantic movie.
Yeah, to go see. Yep. They were great.
And I love the fucking, the line right in it is like, he's speaking as a woman. He's like, my boyfriend said this was a super annoying, but that guy turned the other guy into a fucking kebab.
Yeah, right.
Yes! Yeah. And you've been duped. Thank you for your $23.
Yeah, they've also done
IMAX, bitch.
Yeah, right. They also have just been crushing the viral marketing
for everything. God.
From this movie to the sequel.
Couldn't have loved it more.
Everything's been great. They even got Celine Dion.
I thought, because I saw it, and as I'm watching, I watched the whole fucking thing. I'm like, this is a goof. Like, they took a Celine Dion concert and superimposed Deadpool dancing in there.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, they have an exchange. And one of our lovely listeners on Twitter found out that the song's on the soundtrack.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
You got Celine Dion to not only do a song for Deadpool 2, but then do a music video with Deadpool.
I know. Everything about it. Everything about it is great.
The marketing team for Deadpool gets a round of applause. Yeah. God bless them.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely. I know I'm going to see it. I'm sure you guys are going to see it.
I'm definitely
going to see it. Deadpool 2 coming out this week. And coming up next week for that movie show, Rogue One.
We're going to do Rogue One because Solo.
The second Star Wars story.
Yes, the second Star Wars story of Rogue One will be out.
Solo is coming out in a couple weeks, so we're going to do next week, we're going to do Rogue One.
Yeah, if you also have a movie that you want us to see, drop us a line. Let us
know.
Please
do. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those things. At Mike Wendt, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI. Hashtag that movie show. Follow New Age Pop on Twitter. All forms of podcasts.
Yeah,
wherever your favorite podcast is, look up New Age Pop and it will be there.
It will be there.
That movie show. And of course, follow on Twitch, twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV, because we do this show live. This isn't just for your audio pleasure. This isn't just for your video on demand pleasure. We do it live. So you can actually sit there and watch and interact and have fun with us. And it's all fun and shenanigans. Plus, we do it a little bit early. So the live viewers get it early.
Yeah.
That's the bonus of sticking around and doing it live with us. Granted, we don't do it on any type of a schedule. That's why it's midnight on a Monday.
Yeah, we gotta. Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Whenever, you know what, though? When someone pays us, we'll actually set a schedule.
Yeah, right.
We're working on shit like that. But, you know, until then, it's a fun little pop-up.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
There it is.
That was Deadpool. This was that movie show. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Liam Stryker, Bill Neville, I am Mike Wendt, and we will see you next week with Star Wars
Bye,
Rogue
everybody.
One.
Bye, everybody.